started asking other people about it, and they were just, well, some were shocked, and others were just, oh, there's another one. But anyway, to talk about it is Andy Sanborn, who happens to be a Republican candidate for state Senate right here in New Hampshire. Andy, good afternoon, and welcome back to Bulldog Live.
Hey, Bulldog, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it, and everyone out there and 107.7 land. Good afternoon.
All right. Well, first, let's mention that you are, as I mentioned, you are running for Senate. What towns does that cover?
Yeah, I am running for state Senate in what's called Senate District Number 7, which includes the 19 towns that starts over in Loudoun by the racetrack, mm-hmm. swings around Concord, goes all the way down to Keene, or just outside of Keene, to Nelson and Harrisville. So it encompasses 19 towns.
Okay, very good. And it's a lot, and we went through this list once before, and I got in trouble because I left a couple people out.
Can't leave anyone out. That's
no,
wrong.
You cannot. Well, you're the one running for office. You can't. I can get away with it.
I actually can pull it all off if you want me to.
Okay, all right. But, yeah, so you... You shared with me a story, and I'm still laughing at it, but it's not really that funny because it's actually quite a serious matter that a lot of people need to be aware of.
Yeah, I mean, to me, like you said, Brian, I'm not laughing at all, and frankly, I'm embarrassed for our state. You know, a couple weeks ago, John Lynch signed a new bill into law, and it was Bill HB 1168, and in the law section, it's under RSA 282, where the governor is actually telling the business community of New Hampshire that it's okay if your employees steal from you, as long as they just take a little bit of money.
Oh.
I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
absolutely, as your title started earlier, this is absurd. I mean, there isn't a society, there isn't a religion, there isn't a state or a nation on this green earth that says it's okay if you steal from somebody. You know, and New Hampshire should not be leading the way on this issue.
Well, when we talk about stealing, we're talking about if somebody gets fired for stealing from their employer, it's what's considered gross misconduct, I guess.
Absolutely. You know, the state, and it really comes down to the definition, or at least the state has redefined what it considers to be gross misconduct. And under this new law, the state of New Hampshire is now saying if your employee steals over $500 from you, they consider that gross misconduct. If they only steal $499 from you, essentially it's okay. As an employer in the state, they're essentially going to reward people with unemployment checks if you terminate someone for stealing. This is just fundamentally not who we are.
Isn't it great? You have to pay the employee. The employee gets to steal from you. And then when they get kicked to the curb, then they get to collect the unemployment benefits.
Well, and remember, don't forget the fact that it's the employer who's also paying into the unemployment fund.
Yep.
And it's not even if you just steal from your boss, if it's employee-to-employee theft. If one of your employees reaches into the purse of a customer, I mean, for crying out loud.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Think about this. So if you have an employee who steals the cancer donation jar off the counter of the convenience store, as long as it's under $500, the state still wants to make sure that they reward them with an unemployment check. This is fundamentally not who we are.
No.
It really isn't. And you know, obviously, it's causing a fair amount of activity already now that we've brought this to light to people. That, you know, at a time when we're trying to convince businesses to hire people, remember, there's 45,000 people out there without jobs. At a time when we're trying to convince companies to expand or to come into New Hampshire, we're now the only place on earth that says it's okay if you take a little bit of money. It's just not wrong.
It's really insane because this employee who stole from you and who deserves to be fired would now be rewarded with unemployment benefits that the employer, because every claim that's made against an employer counts against him, and he has to pay higher unemployment taxes in the long run, as if the employers didn't already have to pay higher unemployment taxes to begin with, because the unemployment fund is essentially broke.
Right, it's essentially broke, and I mean, no one wants to lay people off, and you have all these employees who are working hard and trying to make it happen, and as we know, our economy is still suffering, we're still in a real recession,
mm-hmm.
and what limited money is in there should be reserved. I mean, the unemployment fund is and was designed to help people who got laid off, to help good employees who, even though they're trying so hard and are great employees, that the business had to make a very difficult decision.
Basically, found themselves jobless through no fault of their own.
Exactly. Great point, Brian. Great.
Okay. But now, and I was talking with a business owner. Actually, I've talked with several of them over the last couple of days just to get their reaction to this. And one of them just threw his hands up and said, you know what? Why be in business in New Hampshire anymore? He says, this is just one more thing. He says, I've actually considered moving my operations to Massachusetts or Vermont. He says, it's actually cheaper to do business in Massachusetts. And Vermont is pretty bad, but it's starting to look good.
I mean, there's no question that you know, the seesaw has tipped and Massachusetts has become more attractive, as is Vermont. But we can fix this. We can make New Hampshire a pro-business environment again. And I want to be very clear. You know, I believe that this issue of allowing employee theft and rewarding it at the state level, it's not a Republican issue. It's not a Democrat issue. It's not an independent issue. This is an everyone issue. Anyone who maintains a rational moral code in their life is going to say, this is fundamentally outrageous. Now, what it also just happens to highlight just how out of touch, to use a word that I think is overused at some point politically, how fundamentally out of touch our extremist leaders are in Concord today. Mm-hmm. If they truly believe that stealing is okay, these aren't
the people. Why not? They tried stealing from the doctors.
Well,
they tried stealing from our local communities, and they've gotten the pantsuit off of them more than once.
Well,
and there's another lawsuit getting ready to come down the pike too.
Well, maybe Governor Lynch should have only tried to steal $4.99 from each doctor.
Yeah, and if he gets unemployed, does he get to collect unemployment benefits? That's a good question.
You know, that's a great question. You know, this cost shifting thing is a real big issue to me. That mm-hmm. you know, again, because. You know, because the extremist legislators we have in Concord today are breaking every piggy bank. They're robbing every fund. You know, we have dedicated funds like Fish and Game and Marine, and they're taking money out of it to satisfy this spending binge that we're on. You know, it really hurts the local communities that under this administration, you know, they have withheld almost $100 million of money that was promised and is local community money, but yet they've held it back. So I guess it makes the question, is our state government stealing from our local communities? It's a great question.
It is a good question. 1-866-823-1077 if you wish to join this conversation. I'd particularly like to hear your reaction, if you're, and particularly if you are a small business owner, and hearing this news that House Bill 1168 was signed into law just a couple of weeks ago by Governor Lynch that makes employee stealing okay in the state of New Hampshire.
As long as you steal it just a little bit.
As long as it's under $500.
As long as you take under $500, the state wants to make sure that you are still eligible to collect unemployment.
I don't know. I still can't get over it. I really can't. I mean, this is where things have come to. I mean, we... Of all the pieces of legislation that go through the legislature, and believe me, I've been trying to follow as much of it as I could. Peter St. James tried to, Jack Heath tried to, and we still couldn't catch everything. This one got by us.
Right, and you have to remember, you know, at this point, our state is trying to pass 1,200 pieces of legislation every single year. I mean, think about that. I mean, it's three pieces a day. So for any of the listeners out there who have children, just stop and consider for a second. If you tried to create 3 to 4 new laws or rules for your children every single day, it's just, you know, even that part is unsustainable. So you're right. You know, there are going to be times with this velocity of new regulations on our lives that everyone's going to miss them at some point. And this one got through, you know, very similar to the LLC tax got through without a public hearing on it. And, mm-hmm. you know, there have been a number of pieces of legislation that just due to the sheer velocity of rain on us, you get hit with. And here comes another one of where, you know, our state now says, you know, unemployment is a deserved benefit for people who are stealing from you.
It is. 1-866-823-1077. Andy Sanborn, Republican candidate for the state Senate District number 7, joining us here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse. On a couple of other issues, Andy, if I could. There's been, what was it, this past Friday or the Friday before, and it's not the first time, that the entire judicial branch of government shut down in order to save money. And I'm wondering, when is the legislative branch going to shut down, or when will the executive branch shut down for these furlough days? Because, you know, the justice, as Chief Justice Broderick has said, it's a co-equal branch of government, and you're shutting us down, but nobody else is, and you're denying people justice here.
I mean, no question. And when we look at just the continued march, you know, I talk about this true spending binge that our legislature is on. You have to remember that at the State House itself, that the legislators we have in power today have increased the budget within the State House 73% since they've taken control. So we're seeing
that
people,
much.
Yeah, 73%. So you're seeing people not having the ability to seek and find justice. That our court systems are truly suffering without a lot of money, but yet we're building, you know, $75,000 women's bathrooms over at the State House for leadership, and the spending binge over there just continues unabated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to remember that in the past 10 years, and I talk about this a lot, as you know, our state population has remained relatively constant at 1.3 million people.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, we had 1.3 million people. Today, we have about 1.3 million people. But our state budget in the same time frame has gone from $6.3 billion in spending to $11.7 billion in spending. I mean, our spending has fundamentally doubled with no population increase whatsoever. I mean, a fifth grader understands that.
And you wonder why there was 80-some tax and fee increases over the last few years. And, you know, one thing, too, there's been a lot of lawsuits over this most recent state budget, as you're certainly well aware, and we know what's happened with education funding over the last decade or so.
Right.
And now, with the reason why I bring up the courts, and I mentioned earlier in this conversation about a lawsuit, as the Concord Monitor reported just a few days ago, there's a group of lawyers working on a similar lawsuit accusing the state of failing to adequately fund the court system. So if we're spending 73% more today than we were just a few years ago, where in the world is it all going?
And that's the question. Now, again, that 73% is just for the, you know, administrative staff and consultants and attorneys and chiefs of staff and, you know, the operational side of the State House itself. The budget itself, as you know, has doubled. That's up 100%.
Excuse me. So, I got the two confused.
You know, and that really is the question when we start talking about, you know, you hear lots of people say, we're spending too much. And you hear the other side say, no, we need to raise more taxes. Our spending has doubled. There is no question we are spending double the amount of money we were just a short time ago. So we are spending too much. And it does raise the question, where is the money going? We need to make a decision. If we're going to help people, and right now people are having a very difficult time, we have programs that are designed to help get people, should be, back up onto their feet, not up off of their feet.
Mm-hmm.
So is the question, are we spending this money just to make government bigger, or are we actually trying to help people? Because if we can make a more efficient government, there's more resources there to actually help people. And I submit, right now, all we're doing is making government larger and larger and larger.
It seems like it. And all we know is, and I just renewed Mrs. Bulldog's vehicle registration yesterday, days ago. It was a little pricey.
Yeah.
Especially that state fee. I mean, my gosh, I remember, I moved here, 4 or 5 years ago? And it was like $40 for the state fee for registering a pickup truck.
Yep.
No, it's $100.40 or 20 cents or something like that.
I mean, as you know,
that's more than double.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, I have a classic car. I have a 1967
Cadillac.
Yeah, that's
right, you do. Mm-hmm.
You know, because everyone knows I'm a car guy. I had to register my 67 car as a truck this year because it's over 5,000 pounds, so that registration doubled as well.
No way.
Absolutely. So
you couldn't just put an antique plate on that?
Nope, because by weight, they're now defining it as a truck, which has a higher registration cost.
Oh my gosh.
So much of what are the challenges we're having today are going through this rulemaking process. So it isn't just the tax. It's the it's how they're applying the taxes and how they're reading into what should be taxed and how it should be taxed and what should be regulated and how it should be regulated. I mean, again, here's a perfect example with this, you know, it's okay to steal bill.
Yeah.
Is essentially they're telling employers that as long as it's under $500, you still got to pay into the unemployment fund, even if they are stealing from you.
Yeah, and shame on you for firing the employee, because now we're going to penalize you even more for, you know, firing somebody who did something wrong.
Right. I mean, at what point do we need to actually say stealing is wrong? And our state should not be defining what bad is at $500. If you steal a penny, it's wrong. And anyone will understand that. Any employer, any employee, any customer, people know that stealing is wrong, and our state should not be rewarding that. And I think, you know, frankly, I think John Lynch needs to come out and ask and to repeal this. This is just fundamentally wrong.
He just signed it 2 weeks ago.
He did.
He did, yes. And now, speaking of rules and how they can make the system really, you know, upside down, we've seen it with the LLC tax when they implemented the rules. We've seen it with reasonable compensation over the years. And now we're starting to see it in the collection of rooms and meals taxes and some other forms of regulations that a lot of business owners have to comply with. We're starting to see a stranglehold on them, too.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing this stranglehold on everyone. In fact, today is Wednesday, so today the DRA is in committee, in the Ways and Means Committee, trying to explain why their level of reviewing or auditing so many businesses in New Hampshire to try and, you know, again, through the regulatory taxation process, get more money from them. About 6 months ago during the LLC tax thing, the commissioner, Kevin Cloutery, actually said, and I think you may have been at that hearing, that the New Hampshire Department of Revenue Administration, which is the New Hampshire IRS, is auditing at a rate that is 10 times more frequently than the federal government IRA is auditing.
That is correct.
That is correct. So at what point have we realized the fact that we are auditing ourselves to death in as a business?
At the same time, he did put the blame on the legislature for leaning on them to increase revenue and in order to increase revenue without actually raising taxes, they increased the audit rates.
Exactly. So if you start increasing audit rates, and you know, part of the challenges and why I'm running for office is I believe that any and every single fee increase that a state mandates on its residents needs to be voted for by roll call, which means every single legislature needs to be on record of whether or not that fee should be higher or not. In the past 4 years under this new control, so many of our taxes and fees have gone up, and the legislature has been able to duck responsibility on standing there and saying, we should be raising that tax, we should be raising that tax.
I've seen it in the committee process, too, where one committee will just kick it up to another committee and say, well, we're not going to deal with it. Here, you deal with it.
Absolutely. Or they go through what's called the gel carp process, which is essentially the rule creation process that our state has.
It's the final step in a rulemaking process.
Final step in a rulemaking process. And they're allowing local department heads to create its own level of you know, their taxes, ladies and gentlemen. If you walk into a state agency and request something, they say, well, in order to do this, we need to get X amount of money from you. That is a tax. So much of our taxation today isn't being initiated or voted on by a legislature. They're just, you know, it's kind of like a wink and a nod that there says, you know, we need to raise a bunch of money, but we don't want to stand there and take responsibility for actually saying we voted for the tax increase. So we'll suggest through the rulemaking process that all these taxes and fees should just go up, but no one actually voted on them. And that is, again, fundamentally wrong. It's not what legislation should be about. It's not what representation is.
Andy Sanborn, Republican candidate for State Senate, District Number 7. Again, that district includes...
Oh, going to make me name them all. Here we go.
No, you can draw the map if you want.
We can draw the map. It starts over by Loudoun, Canterbury, Webster, Northfield, Salisbury, Bradford, Boscawen, Henniker, Hillsborough, Ware, Warner, Bradford I put in there, Antrim, Francistown, Deering, Windsor, Nelson, Harrisville, and...
Did you say Deering?
I did say Deering.
Okay.
That should be 19.
And Northfield.
Northfield, I did. That was up top.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, I was trying to follow along. Yeah, that's good.
Thank you.
Well, where can people get more information about your Senate run?
Oh, please. You know, I have a website called andy4senate.com, A-N-D-Y, numerical4senate.com. On there, you'll see I'm actually one of those, you know, because I'm not a politician. I'm just a business owner who's unhappy with what's happening in our state. I actually have my positions on our website. And if there's not enough of a position for you, I actually have my personal cell phone and my email address that comes right to me. Because in order to represent people, in order to, you know, this is essentially, I'm asking 60,000 people in this state to hire me to represent them. So if you have a question, send it to me. And in a very rare move you find in politics today, I actually answer questions when asked.
Very good. Well, Andy, again, thank you very much. People may remember your voice. It's been a little while since we chatted, but you know, we were very active during the LLC tax debate, and thank you for your hard work on that issue.
And thank you for your hard work. I mean, you were out there in front as much as anyone was, in fact, more than most. And you know, at this point, when we talk about transparency in government, you know, what you did with the LLC tax thing and what, and how our state came together, you know, this is that first step in truly creating a level of transparency so we know what our government is doing that is affecting our daily lives, and we need more of that transparency.
Well, I'll tell you what, I certainly learned a lot through that process, and I think our listeners have too.
Absolutely.
So, good. Andy, thank you. We'll chat again
Ryan,
soon.
Thanks so much, man. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so there's Andy Sanborn. House Bill 1168 signed into law 2 weeks ago, making employee stealing okay in the eyes of the state. And if you shame on you for firing somebody who stole from you if it was under $500, because they get to collect unemployment benefits. Isn't that lovely? Bulldog Live continues here. 1-8-